You're listening to Rockford's only year-round show devoted to local high school and college sports. This is the State Line Sports Hour on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
Yeah, we're here all year round, man.
That's right. We just keep going.
Our wife say, you're doing it all year? Yeah. I still remember that day you called your wife up to get a phone number.
Yeah.
She was sound asleep. Honey, can I get a phone number? Did you ever owe her for that? Did you ever pay?
Oh, I always, yeah.
It's a Sugar Bear, right? Is that what
That's
she calls
right.
you?
That's what she calls me, Sugar
oh,
Bear.
Oh, Sugar Bear. I love it. That's why we get along so good here, isn't it? She likes it because I know she sent me a Facebook thing. She said, yeah, right on, baby.
That's
Sugar
right.
Bear.
Yeah, she loves it.
That's good.
Well, hey, your wife calls you Pookie, right?
That's right.
Sugar Bear and Pookie here in the morning.
I've been called a lot of names, but usually they're not like Sugar Bear. I would take Sugar Bear right now. One big thing has come up since we have had our show last week. Belvedere schools are considering three options. Two options are consolidating the high schools.
And those are the two options that save them the most money.
Yes, a lot of money.
And reason behind all this is the district is having some financial issues. They
Thanks
need
to the
cut,
state.
Yep, they need to cut some money in some places, and they're looking at different options to do that. And one of those options is combining the high schools again.
And I did have email conversations with the superintendent, Michael Houselog, about coming on the show and talking about it. He says, just wait.
Right.
When we get to the point where we've actually made the decision, I will come on and talk. So I appreciate him getting back to
certainly.
Me next up. That is an issue for Belvedere people for sure, but it is a bigger issue for the Nick 10 because if they go to nine schools, that is football hell scheduling.
Yeah, it, right off the bat, too, because there's really, I mean, because I assume when they make this decision, it's going to happen right away.
I think it's next year already, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I would imagine it's probably still a few weeks away, if not maybe a month or two.
The 22nd, they have a school board meeting.
Okay.
I think that's the big one we're going to look at. So.
Okay. So, I mean, you're talking about, just a matter of months for all the football teams to try to find an extra game in there.
I've been around stuff like this. And the big question is, what school are they going to be at?
Right.
What are they going to call the school? Which coaches are they going to keep? Which teachers are they going to keep? They're going to cut a bunch of teachers away. That's the really bad part.
Right.
But it's an economic situation that happened. They were probably maybe, if they would have waited two more years, they probably wouldn't have been in this situation.
Right.
Belvedere would still have been one school.
Right.
So you kind of feel bad for everybody over there.
Right. Yeah, they kind of jumped the gun on that one maybe.
Who knew, though?
Right, exactly. I mean, you didn't know things were going to crash the way they did and all that, but if they go back and do what they got to do, hopefully they can get themselves back in a good financial situation.
Between me and you, though, how many people in Belvedere would be happy to have one school again? Because I hear that a lot when we do Belvedere games.
Yeah, a lot of the people you talk to on the sidelines and things like that, up in the stands, I think they're going to be a lot happier about it. It's funny because they're all thinking about football. I look at basketball. It's going to allow them to keep a pretty good run going here because they're losing some players. They're losing a Kane Stager this year. But, they're going to have some guys coming back. Joe Byers and Maurice Jackson coming back next year, a couple other guys. But then I look at that Belvedere North team that's playing a lot of juniors as well.
And building
they have
up.
Some talented guys. All of a sudden you combine that and you got a pretty good power in basketball there.
Yeah.
Football I look at this year and because Belvedere is going to be losing some guys off of their team. Vanderbrock's going to be gone, things like that. North went through some struggles. I don't look at, I'm sure in long term it's going to be better for football, but I look at the short term, I'm like, I don't know what it's going to do because it's going to do that much,
And you look at athletics, it'll cut down on bus rides because every night now, Belvedere teams have to go on the road.
Going somewhere.
And there's a lot, I feel bad because people that we know are probably going to be gone because of that.
And you wonder about coaching staffs, too, and things
It'll be a mess.
Especially you look at the football one. You've got Weckler, who's been there a while now, a couple of playoff appearances the last few years. But then you got the new coach that you just brought in, too.
Rich Turner.
Yeah, a Rich Turner.
Basketball, you got Aaron Pearson, Darren Sisk.
Yeah.
Great guys, always helped us out a bunch.
Exactly.
So what do you do?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty tough there. We're going to probably lose some coaches that we really like and things like that. And I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but, one thing I wonder when it comes to football scheduling, because it's going to be so last second.
There are no independents out there, folks.
No, there's not. And maybe this is something we can ask Matt Troha next week, because I'm not sure, can they schedule each other in a non-conference game?
Yeah, but you know what? You still have nine teams.
Right.
So there's always going to be an empty week where you have to find.
Well, and some teams might be able to find other teams to play.
It's a disaster whenever you.
But you know, if two teams are struggling finding somebody, because I'm sure you know Harlem, Honiniga, and Boylan can probably find a game, because I'm sure there's some other teams that are going to look at that and say that's a good test game for us.
I think early in the season, I think 9, 8, and 7 weeks, 6 weeks, even the week six,
right.
Because everybody's in their conference stuff. And if you go out and look on the webpage, I'm serious.
Right.
I like this kind of stuff. There are no independents in Illinois.
Right.
Maybe bring a Chicago school out, but
right.
You never know what you're going to get with that mess.
Yeah, it's tough.
I just feel bad because it's going to cause some issues. I feel really bad for Belvedere people.
Right.
Next in line is the Nick 10 people. Of course, Tom will get it right. He always calls it Nick 9 anyway, so he'll probably like that. But it's going to be interesting. But also things that we didn't think about 6, 7 years ago, but the economy has a lot to do with it.
Yep.
Also, real quick, next week you talked about Matt Troha. He's going to be on.
Right.
We're going to talk about the IHSA. They just had 11 proposals go through, and one of the proposals was a new way of looking at eligibility where you cannot transfer. You can transfer, but you better have a really good reason to transfer from a private to a private. You just can't say, I'm going to do that.
Right.
A private to a public. Got to show need.
Right.
That was one of the big issues. Also, one of the keys, and I was really shocked, about half of the schools did not vote.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing.
Unless they were all Chicago schools, I don't know how to do that.
Which, maybe if we could see who didn't vote, you know, not just.
And he'll tell us next week.
Because we know some Chicago schools have had some issues and things like that. You know, we had Robert Smith on last year, and
he's having troubles this year, too.
Yeah. they had their issues with the IHSA, so maybe Chicago just said, you know what, we're going to protest and nobody send a vote in. You know, maybe it was something like that. Who knows?
But they have a rule. If you don't go to these informational meetings, you can lose your IHSA status.
Right.
I think the next step is if you don't vote, you're going
to
lose
that
too.
And that may be what they have to do. Yeah.
They will have to do that in America, too, because nobody seems to vote in America.
Yeah, it could be something like that, yeah.
So stuff off the field is probably as important as stuff on the field right now. We hope everything works out at Belvedere.
Yeah.
Because that is not a good situation
You don't want to see, like I said, there's going to be some fans that are going to be happy to have teams combined. But, yeah, you hate to see people lose jobs and things like that.
Hats off to them. They're dealing with it.
Yeah, because you have to.
Because it won't go away.
You have to.
Unlike the state of Illinois, man.
You know, you don't want to. Yeah, I'm sure the administrators there don't want to lay anybody off or anything. But you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's either go under or you know, take some measures to try to keep going.
January 22nd, I think, is their big meeting. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
We are going to take a time out. We're going to be back to talk to Rockford Lutheran boys basketball coach Tom Goosey. Just coming out from the flu, kind of like Tom. They won a game last night, but they got a big one coming up.
Yeah.
The game of the century. It'll be Winnebago taking on Rockford Lutheran. Back with more here on the State Line Sports Hour on News Talk 1440 WROK.